That's Tom Hunt, Senate Sergeant-at-Arms, knocking in yet another putt. He's 3 for 3, and he's been on fire for the past half hour. No, he's not skipping work. It's Florida Golf Day at the Capitol. As part of the event, the Florida Golf Coalition has set up a putting green and a portable net for practicing drives. Lawmakers and staff are milling around, enjoying the diversion, but World Golf Foundation CEO Stephen Mona says the event is really about promoting golf to the Florida legislature.
We as the golf community have been focusing on five key message points, and those are the economic impact of golf, the charitable impact, the tourism impact, the youth development impact, and the environmental impact.
The environmental impact has historically been a stumbling block for golf courses. To maintain the grounds, courses need a relatively large amount of water, and their use of fertilizers can have negative impacts on the local ecology. But Sarasota State Senator Nancy Dietert says the industry has made significant strides toward improving their practices.
They use less water and less fertilizer, and the end result is you have a more interesting, pretty golf course, and you're protecting the environment all in one swoop. Better way to do business.
Golf industry representatives also touted their economic impact on the state. They're hoping part of Florida's tourism budget will be used to promote the state as a golfing destination. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.